Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your We're Better Than 112 couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, January 30th, 2017.
And this is episode 212.
Woo!
We're like 100 times better, or we're 100 times better than 112.
100 more units better.
100 more units better than...
Whatever a unit is.
Whatever a unit is. A unit. I have a unit.
A unit?
I have a unit.
Okay.
You like my unit?
How much have you had to drink already?
You like my unit?
How much have you had to drink already?
Babe, do you like my unit?
How much have you had to drink? I'm just going to keep asking the same question over and over.
So, what is going on to everyone in the Valen Tavern? What is up, everybody?
Hi, everybody.
We have Twitch in the Valen Tavern, the Twitch folks in the Valen Tavern, and we have the people over in Chat Realm Valen Tavern, and we are going to be awesome together. What's going on, Dokador? How you doing? We have Zobby and JK chilling over in the Chat Realm. We have some folks sitting over in the Twitch TV.
We do?
And we do.
How come I can't see them?
I don't know. Let me see.
Maybe I'm not on the right Twitch TV. What's the Twitch TV?
So, on the Twitch TV side, we have JK's are also over there. Malinor. Oh. Darth Marcus is there, as well as Zobby. So, what's happening?
Oh, there's the viewer list.
I know.
Hey.
Hey. Okay.
Now I see now.
Yep.
They changed Twitch since I've listened.
I know.
So I am in the Twitch Valen Tavern just to, even it all out.
If you never up there with me. Yeah. Okay. So why am I dancing? Have I ever done this?
What? It has to be alcohol.
I don't know why. I just feel like
it has to be the alcohol.
I feel like
that's
just
all.
Jamming to this for a minute. It's kind of like, it's like I haven't sat down and listened to Pretty Lights in a long time.
Well,
you know, I didn't have the best day today. You know,
you didn't.
You know,
you did not, sir.
It wasn't that great. I mean, you know, it is what it is, and it'll be what it will be. And I learned that when we say that, that's a victim. That's a victim saying.
What?
It is what it is.
A victim? Like, what kind of, what?
It's like you're not playing the victim, but it's kind of like a defeated person. You're just kind of like, it is what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
What a thing.
Because it's kind of like, supposed to like fight against the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, supposed to go to your grave fighting.
Really?
And all that other stuff. So, okay. Anyway, so, let me. I need to turn this down, babe.
So that so we can talk.
So, all right, we're going ahead and jump into some weekend wrap up. We've been doing some things. I gotta admit, I can't say it's been a laid back week.
I feel like it has been though.
It's really been weird because I can't recall what we did. Oh, I think I know what it is, because Marie, our sitter, had her kids had strep.
Right.
So Zoe was potty trained, right? So we're going into the week of potty training.
Right.
And then what had happened was that our sitter, one of her kids had a little cough. You know, I took Maya. Renee stayed at home, worked with worked with Zoe, and I went on to work, you know, try to get my eye out of place, you know. And then kid had strep. It wasn't no joke. It was like, you know what, we're not gonna take our kids. Can't take our kids.
Yeah,
you know,
like, that is not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you kind of stuck a little bit. And so when they find out they had strep, that was the week before this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's when they stayed with mom and dad for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And then that worked out really well.
Let me just say, I am so glad that my job is flexible and my work understands about family, because I would have been screwed. I would have had to take a vacation time if that wasn't the case. So I am grateful for my place of employment.
Yeah, we would have both carried some of that burden on the days off. I think I'm trying to remember if I had something going on. I can't remember.
You're always very busy at your work.
I have a lot of phone calls that I have to be on.
Oh yeah, and trust me, they are not good to be on with phone calls. Trust me.
I wish they were. I miss the days.
Terrible.
You know what I miss?
What?
I miss the days of being on the phone all day, and it was just with you. That was so great. It was just like,
yeah, we did used to do that.
You'd be like,
you're gonna start grossing people out. Like,
all you hear is
just breathing. Yes, like, people, we used to just sit on the phone, hey, listen to each other breathe.
That is
it
the
is a
life
thing we did.
That is the life of an LDR. Ask friend people what? Who have long distance relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just think about that for a minute. You just kind of, but I will say that helped out a whole lot. You know, and everything else. So we kind of been hanging out with the girls and just hanging and just doing our thing. I mean, I played some Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
On the Sunday.
Had a Blood Bowl goal. So, where'd you go to play?
I went to play at Heroes.
Heroes.
Yeah, okay. Heroes, the new Heroes comic and store down there. It went well. I learned a lot. That's the one thing that I do enjoy about playing Blood Bowl is that I learn a lot. I have fun. The guy that I played with was real cool. He, you know, he was real chill, and he has a little family too. And we both were kind of like, you know, our kids are taking naps. You know, when we get done, you know, we're going to go back home. So it's not like, you know, try to hurry up and, right. You know, it's not like take your time, you know, or I don't want to, be missing, missing it. So yeah, I mean, it was really good. It was fun. So just kind of catch everyone up. So I mean, we have some folks that like to use the Twitch chat, so we're over there. I think what I'm gonna do, I mean, I'm gonna kind of, what's the easiest for everyone? So, you know, for me, I mean, I use IRC because it's a different application, but hey, I don't have to have it up. You know, right. I can jump into Twitch chat. We did it before and we can do it now. I mean, I don't totally care. Do. I mean, what's everyone want to use? I mean, do we want
to
use, I can be in both. You know, it's kind of like if I kind of will hang in both just in case someone kind of comes in and is like, you know, where's everybody at? You know, so I kind of leave it open and out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, babe?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
That.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Whatever you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. So again, I mean, we'll leave that up to everyone else. I'm fine either way. I'll make sure that I'll have So,
Malinor said we should use whatever chat that he happens to be in.
I mean, I could do that. I mean, I could just, I'll be in both of them. How about that? You know, just know people may miss conversations. I am riding the fence. I am leaving it up to the tavern. You know, maybe I could.
Is that wise?
You know what? Maybe I can put a poll up. Should I put a poll up? You know what? I'm gonna make a straw poll.
You make a straw poll?
I'll make a straw poll.
What's your straw poll gonna say?
Straw poll gonna say, which chat should we use? And it's gonna
be
like,
but the people that use the other chat, they'll feel all left out.
It's gonna be like Twitch, and then it's gonna be like Hex. Twitch and Hex. I don't know, man. So, So yeah, Blood Bowl went well. I lost,
but it still went well.
It went well. You were MVP. You know, serve.
When you say I was MVP.
You were MVP. Serve was blackmailed, and he actually stripped the ball out of your hands.
He was blackmailed?
Yep, he was blackmailed.
So somebody blackmailed him?
Yep. So
to throw the game or something?
He threw the game.
I didn't know that was a thing.
He turned around and he tackled you.
Okay.
And you dropped the ball.
All right.
We got the ball back.
Okay.
Aura, who's our quarterback, didn't know that Serve had been blackmailed, so Serve was wide open. And Serve purposely dropped two throws, each to him. So,
wow.
So Serve and I are going to have a talk about, you know, his deal on the team right now. So there's going to be an article written about
this
it.
This is pretty intense.
Yeah. There. I mean, the narrative, I have to admit, playing Blood Bowl with all these guys is hilarious. I mean, we put out a Blood Illustrated magazine every 2 weeks. We submit articles.
It's deep.
And it's amazing. It's just so funny. I mean, because there's a guy that's a cornerback on one team called Dickie Sherman. And those that follow NFL may know someone named Richard Sherman. But he is like the baddest cornerback of all times. He runs around the field yelling, woo! And
I like Matt Damon.
And blitzing everyone.
I like Matt Damon.
And then we have Matt Damon, who plays for the Midland Dolphins.
Well, he's my favorite.
Dolphins. And when he interviews, it's always, he's like, Matt Damon, how was the game today? And he'll go, Matt Damon. So I'm going to interview you, Renee. You be Matt Damon, okay?
All right. I would love to be Matt Damon.
All right. Matt Damon, how was it catching that touchdown you got from Samuel L.? Can you talk to what were you thinking? What was going through your mind?
Matt Damon.
Okay, Matt Damon, what are you going to be doing next game to prepare you for all up in the guts against the orc team? What are you going to do with those orc blitzers? What's your plan, Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
So
I'd never get tired of that.
And actually, this last game with Samuel L., with the one I went to go see on Thursday.
Yeah.
Dirty Skink, who is the one that fouls everyone. That's the name of the one that fouls everyone.
Right.
He actually fouled Samuel L. Jackson. And the injury he got was he lost an eye.
Samuel L. Jackson lost an eye?
So he's now going to be Nick Fury.
Change his name? Like, for real, change the name of the game? That's funny.
Dude, I'm telling you, the stuff that happens when we're rolling the dice is just hilarious.
Is it like a thing of anything can happen?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like someone has a dislocated hip, so his movement is dropped by one permanently. So he can, instead of him moving like four spaces, he only can move three now.
That's
so
crazy.
I mean, it's hilarious. You know, I mean, that's the stuff that, you know, like the cards that we play, like the Blackmail, Iron Man, and like all those different cards that we can play to throw the game is amazing. You know, like the card I played on the guy was Egomaniac.
Right.
And I played it on his big guy. What happens is he has to play first for anyone else. Because his head is just blown up. And he's like, I have to go first, you know.
Right.
And he has to make him do something. And if he rolls a one, he can't do anything. And he loses his block zone. So no one can really do anything. He can't assist any blocks or anything. So that's a bad deal. But yeah, so it's kind of good. GMU, that's our team name, Gorky Morton University. We are pretty close to being able to pick up a troll for our team to solidify the that line defense. So, you know, the new schedule comes out on Friday, so I'll find out who I'll play. And
Are you sad that it doesn't go all year round?
Well, I think it will
now
be going all year round since it's tabletop now.
Okay.
The guys that are doing the PC are playing. I didn't want to do the PC League anymore. It's just, I don't know.
I bet you have more fun doing this.
I do have more fun playing the tabletop because I'm actually.
I can tell. You seem more excited about
it. Yeah. I mean, because I'm talking with guys and we're laughing and.
Yeah. Because with the PC one, you would play just to get it over with.
Yeah.
And so I could tell that, you know, that really wasn't, you know, something you love to do.
Right. So that was the Blood Bowl that we've been doing. And speaking of games, actually, you know what? Let's back up. When you came back from Charleston.
Right.
One of the things that we forgot to talk about was we took that Tuesday off.
Which was amazing. And I'm so glad we did.
And I got to spend some time with you after you coming back from a long trip and me missing you. And
that was very sweet.
We went to the movies and we saw Hidden Figures.
We did.
So that was a great movie to see. So what were your thoughts on Hidden Figures, babe?
I loved it. And
did you love it?
I loved it.
So how much did you love it?
On a scale of what? Matt Damon and Matt Damon?
Yeah, Matt Damon and Matt Damon. How much you love it?
Matt Damon.
So
it was really good.
That's cool.
I liked, it's like, not only were the leads in the movie black, but they were women too. And it's like, and it told such an amazing story. And one thing that I loved is that they were really true to what really happened. A lot of times, a lot of biographical stories that, not bio, yeah, but biographical? Historical stories.
Historical
they,
fiction.
Yeah.
Or is it historical
fiction? No, it's not historical fiction because it actually happened. Historical fiction is fiction that takes place in a certain time in history.
So it was, it went, so, but.
So it's a true story.
It's a movie based on a true story.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. And one thing some people didn't like, so the ladies didn't feel the racial pressure.
At NASA
during that time. But I'm defending that because they needed to show what times were like for black people. If they just showed them going about their normal thing, they had to face racism in their lives. Luckily, not at NASA, because NASA was cool with that back then.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that it showed just brilliant women.
Mm-hmm.
Women that pioneered the field for so many. And I was floored after reading about it and actually reading the true story. Still floored. So yep. I thought it was wonderful. Easily my best movie, I'm going to say, of 2016, even though it was in 2017.
It was out in 2016.
Favorite movie of 2016.
Well, you say 17 too.
Both.
And this is how I know that Renee absolutely loved this movie.
Why?
Was that after the show, I was like, after the movie, I was like, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. She was like, I would own this movie. I was like, whoa. And
that's like a big thing.
That's a huge thing.
I'm going to say I'm going to own a movie. You know I love
it. There's four movies now that Renee will own. and when I say Jurassic Park, I'm talking about the trilogy.
Yes,
so,
I own that. I still haven't watched it. I'm just excited to
so
watch
there's
it,
three from that. So we'll say six movies. So that's Jurassic Park. So that whole trilogy.
Yeah.
And then there's Deadpool.
Yes, I will own Deadpool.
Kill Bill.
Yes.
Is that one and two?
Yeah.
Oh, well, damn. That's six right there. And then we have Hidden Figures.
Surprised you didn't.
I know. And I guess we could count the Disney movies you enjoy as well.
Yeah, I mean.
But Disney movies and those are kind of like.
Yeah.
Those are just kind of staples.
Yeah.
You know. So that's seven movies that Renee would actually own that are not like Disney films, except for Deadpool Marvel?
Deadpool is Marvel, yes.
Was it Disney?
Well, it's owned Disney owns Marvel.
It says 20th Century Fox. Fox.
Well, it's a Marvel.
It is a Marvel film.
Yeah.
But I don't see Disney on here. And here's why I asked
Disney
that.
Disney owns, but the producer, what the studio wasn't Disney. They own the rights, but the studio wasn't Disney.
Okay, and the reason I asked that is because it's not like, I'm sad that I can't get this on, I have the streaming version of this, but it's on Ultraviolet, and it's not on Disney, which it's like, are they shamed? Like, oh, we can't have Deadpool. So yeah, but yeah. So we enjoyed Hidden Figures. I enjoyed it. So I say go check it out. What's going on, Eric Mahler? How you doing?
Hi, Eric Mahler.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was a good movie. It was definitely good.
I really enjoyed it.
Yep. And one thing we did this past weekend was we watched. You know what, babe? Go ahead and talk about your books there.
Okay. So I started and finished Joe Vampire in like 2 days. It's really good. It's basically, the premise is there's a guy who gets turned into a vampire, but it's not all like, he's like telling the truth, like what it's like to really be a vampire, not all the sparkly stuff. And it sucks and he hates it. And he's just a regular guy who got turned into a vampire trying to make his life work. He goes to work. He plays in a band. He's a vampire. But that's just a part of him. It's a really different take on vampires. And mm-hmm. It's hilarious. It's in a blog post format. And I didn't like it at first, but I ended up really liking it. And he's pretty raw with it, and it's pretty funny.
Was it like Old Dirty Bastard raw?
I like it raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
there are sequels to this, but it was a free book.
Off of BookBub.
And every time there's a free book, I guarantee it's always like the first one of a series, so you feel the need to go buy the second
one. Which is smart.
I just put it on my to read later on my Goodreads.
But you know what, though? There are some books that I will buy if they're like 99 cents. And it's like the whole series, like 1 through 4. And I read it and I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. I mean, like I bought one today that was like 99 cents. And it was like, I'm trying to see.
99 cents is pretty cheap, but it ain't no free.
Right. So the book that I got today was, I'm pulling it up. It was Amazon. Oh, The Scarlet Legacy, Woodland Creek. And this one sounded really cool. So, this was a, wait a minute, or was this the free one? Was this a free one? Yeah, that was the free one. Which one did I buy? I have to find it now. That's that. Digital orders. Here we go. Oh, the Year of the Dragon series. That's right. The Crimson Robe. This was a fantasy one. It's like fantasy, dragons, wizards, and samurai. Books 1 through 4. And some people, this is how it's described. Described as part Harry Potter, part Shogun. James Calibreth, the Year of the Dragon series, and an epic tale of magic, intrigue, and war in the world of dragon riding marines, wizard controlled ironclads, and vampire samurai.
That's crazy.
So
that's pretty crazy.
So it's the first 4 books. It was 99 cents. Is how much I paid for it, but it's back up to $9.99. So okay. Suck it. I got it. I was like, come on now, dragon riding samurais, come on, that just sounds too cool. I mean,
does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. And Hando says that vampires don't sparkle, period.
This is true.
You know why?
They do not. Why?
Because Hando's a vampire. He should know. He's Joe Vampire. I'm just saying, Hando is Joe Vampire. I'm telling you.
I don't think so. Is the rum getting to you? Anyway, so Joe Vampire, awesome book. Now I am currently reading The Name of the Wind, which is a book I read before by Patrick Rothfuss.
It's called A Fart, Babe. That's The Name of the Wind.
Anyway, I really like it, and I haven't read it in a while, so I'm reading it now. And let's see, I have been binging on Netflix. I binged Call the Midwife, the latest season. I binged Hatfields and McCoys.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I binge? I binged something else. I can't remember. But I am currently watching Penny Dreadful.
What was the movie?
It is not what I thought it was. Let me just say.
Okay.
I don't know what I thought it was, but it's not what I thought it was.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's just different. It's good, but it's a little freaky.
What movie is
it? It's not a movie. It's a series.
What series is?
Called Penny Dreadful.
Okay.
I heard everybody talking about how great it was, and then I was like, well, all right then. So it's cool.
So what was the movie of yours that we watched?
Oh, August Osage County.
Oh, eat the fish, bitch.
Eat the fish, bitch. Okay, so that's my favorite quote from that entire movie, and it is hilarious. There are two scenes that make that movie.
Right.
Let me tell you, this is a dysfunctional family, and it was originally a play, turned into a movie, won a lot of awards or whatever. So, I liked it.
So
I
like August, the actresses. Osage County.
Osage County, yes.
Osage County.
Osage County.
All right.
So that was the one we watched and liked it.
So I'm going to put that in there for you. And then the movie my movie choice for this past week, was actually a surprise. I was going to watch Ride Along 2, but we ended up watching Keanu. Keanu.
This was different.
Keanu.
Keanu. That's how you say
Keanu
it.
Reeves?
Like Keanu Reeves, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's how you say it. Keanu.
Yeah, so we watched Keanu, which is a it was a movie by who was it? Key and Pell.
I never heard of it.
Pell, and it was written by Jordan Pell. It came out in 2016. So it's an action comedy film. And the film stars Pell and Keegan, Michael Key, which you guys know from Pell, and Renee's Boo, Method Man, Nia Long, and Will Forte. And it's about, this movie was freaking hilarious.
It was weird. There were so many weird things about this movie, though. You have to admit, there was some like, what? Like, is this really, like, is this for real? But, It was entertaining.
So the thing is, it revolves around this cat called Keanu, and everyone's fighting over his cat. Let me just put it that way.
Everybody wants this freaking kitten.
Yeah, man.
Like, and people are seriously like getting into like shooting matches,
right?
Over the because they want the cat so bad,
right?
It's hilarious.
So it was pretty. It was pretty good. I mean, I can't say anything too much, but it was on HBO Go. Go watch it.
You sound like Richard Pryor doing an imitation of a white guy.
That was pretty good. Actually, it has 76% on Rotten Tomatoes, which isn't bad.
Not bad for a movie like that.
You know,
I mean, it's quirky. So,
the budget for the movie was $15
million. Okay.
Box office, they made $20.7
million. Yay, look at them. Yay for them.
The initial release was in Germany.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
That is a weird choice, but...
So yeah, it was... it was pretty good. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
So, it was... it was funny enough that to make me chuckle. It was just one of those movies you didn't have to think too much on until the end when it was like the disease of the cat.
Eric said he's tempted to see it just for the cute kitty. Oh, Eric.
The cat was super cute.
So cute.
It was.
Like so cute that I would become a cat person. Cute.
I wanted to be a cat person after watching the movie.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
If I had a kitten that looked like Keanu, I'd be a cat person up and down. Super cute.
Yeah.
So, we did see Keanu.
Yep. So that was my movie choice.
I don't know what I'm going to pick next time. I have the world in front of me.
I know.
To choose from.
And so I've been watching this new show called Hunted, which is pretty good. It's about people. They are trying to not get caught by all of these former and current CIA agent people. It's a reality show that I started watching. And it's pretty good so far. I'm waiting for someone to come in and just bust my bubble on and say, everything was staged and this is how it went. And I'm going to be like, oh, man, forget that show, you know. But it's pretty good. So been watching Hunted. That was it's been a decent show just to kind of put on and not think about anything when Renee's not around, you know.
Yeah, it's just like I don't like those shows. I'm like, dude, it's so utterly fake.
Right.
I just can't stand it.
Sure.
just like whatever.
And then also this weekend, Renee and I played a game. We played a game by Mantic Games. The game is called Walking Dead All Out War. So we played it as a co-op where she was Carl and she was Coral and I was Rick Grimes, and we were trying to do some searching to find supplies, and I was teaching Coral how to shoot. So it's about sneaking around this board and trying to get supplies and beating the objective. There's another way of playing it is that you have Rick Grimes folks, and then you have the other side, you know, and then as you're doing stuff, if you run, the zombies will hear you and they'll start walking towards you, or you can do stuff to make the zombie go towards the other people, and you want to make sure that, you know, no one wants to get bit by a zombie. You have to fight the zombies. If you use your gun and make a headshot, you have to roll to see if you're out of ammo. Or, you know, and then you have to roll at the end of each phase if these zombies get up. So it was pretty fun. You know, it was quick games.
Okay, and I want to pause a second.
All right.
I want everyone to give a large round of applause to Jay, because he actually asked me to play a game.
I did.
He never asks me to play and then laments that I don't play games with him. I'm like, well, ask me and I'll play. I think you want me to suggest, hey, babe, let's play a game. I'm going to tell you, that's not really going to happen. So you need to say, hey, babe, will you play a game with me? And I'd be like, I would love to play a game with you.
Yeah. And then when she says it like that, it sounds like she's just patronizing me. I would love to play a game with you.
But I'm serious.
Hey, babe, like, will you go with me to the grocery store? I would love to go with you to the grocery store.
Tabletop gaming is your thing. And I love that it's your thing.
Right.
But it is your thing. So in order for me to do your thing, you need to ask me to do your thing.
All right. Mu Hogan and Zabi and everyone else that went with tabletop. I need for y'all to move here.
Sorry. We have different... I have my own life like my mama said I should.
I know, right? You don't need to play games with your husband. Don't spend no time with him. But Arn, I want you to go out with me somewhere. Even though you don't want to go. But nah, it was good. We played that, and then Sunday morning after we did our normal Wild Eggs trip, we took the girls to Walmart, and we actually picked up a few games for them. And we picked up
several.
Several. I forgot. You guys say several for like
a lot.
For like four or five.
We say several for a lot.
I'd say a few because they start with F. You know, so I say a few. So we got several games for the girls. We got Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, Cooties. Renee got the girls some playing cards just so they can throw around, which they already have cards. I don't know why we got those cards.
Because we don't have playing cards like with things.
But they're all mixed up now.
Stop being such a sourpuss.
They're all mixed up now.
It's fine.
Everything
doesn't have to be in order all the time.
Well, how are we going to teach them how to play Go Fish or something like that?
It's fine.
You got like 9, 12. You got 9 jacks in one. You like, well, of course.
You know we can separate them, right?
Who wants to separate them?
I do.
Okay. All right. And what else? What other game? Oh, we got the Dory fishing game. Man, that damn fishing game.
Dude, okay. I saw it and I was like, that's too old for them. But I went along with it.
You should have said
it's one of those little
where the thing games fish where the, goes go to round
the fish turn
and they come up
and you're supposed to hook them when they open their mouths. But it's like the fish are tiny. It'd be different if the fish were bigger. Fish are itty bitty.
Yeah, I was having trouble.
I couldn't get it. It's for like 4+, and trust me, there was no getting it.
Yeah.
So that's getting put up in the closet until they're like 8 or something. Yeah, I need to play it.
I need to take the batteries out of the thing.
Can we take it? Oh, we should totally take it back. We get rid of the box.
I could take it back.
We got rid of the box, didn't we?
No. So
we can.
I may take it back.
Oh, Jay, we need to take that one back.
Yeah.
Like for serious.
I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna get my money back.
Do it.
I'm gonna take my money back.
Do it.
I'm gonna take it back. Okay. All right. So we had some family game time. Did you enjoy that?
I did. I liked seeing them have fun. I liked seeing them learn the rules, and I like seeing them learn how to take turns.
Yeah.
They've been taking turns a little bit better.
Yeah.
Lately, and I'm very proud of Maya. Because Maya tends to be...
Because Maya is so evil.
No, she's just not the type to take turns, bless right. her.
I like how Zoe rolls the dice. She does this. She lifts it up, and she just drops it down and everything.
Cheater.
She just drop it down. How's that cheating? That's not cheating.
It is.
But no,
that's
it
not
was...
how you're supposed to do it.
How you supposed to do it?
Not like that.
Nah, she was doing it fine. So shout out to Teddy. Teddy's watching
hey,
us.
He's not in the chat,
but Dokador asked him, was the fish game magnetic? It's not. It's actually so either the clams come up and they open their mouth, so it goes around this little thing, and the thing like lifts it up, and I guess as it lifts it up, the mouth's open, but it goes, it's really fast. And it's kind of like, well, damn.
I know the Magneto one she's talking about, and that's the one I wanted. Because I know that one.
Yeah.
But the other ones, they did pretty good on. We had to modify the rules a little bit, though, like for the Candyland one. Yeah, we just played basic rules.
Yeah, so we had them count the color blocks, and we had them say the color. I mean, that was just what it was. I mean, and we cheered when everybody won, and we're trying to teach them it's okay to lose.
Yeah,
which we have some
definitely
people,
need that because
we have some people in our family that struggle with that, and it's not me.
It's me.
Damn, Renee. It's like, come on. Can you just enjoy the damn game? But no. Wait a minute. Are we on episode 213?
Yes.
Why did I say 212?
I don't know, because it was 212 last time. But I changed it before you even got in the notes. So I don't know what you're doing.
No, the title of the show is 212.
I know. Did that.
In the file. No, in the file.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I forgot to change the file.
I swear, man.
Sorry.
You had one job. One job.
I have more than one job.
You do have more than one job, and you do it great. So
I have more than one job,
and you do them all great, babe.
Thanks.
Let's talk about some fake Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
All right. So everyone knows that we have our routine on the weekends. So Saturday, we all go out as a family. We go grocery shopping. Grocery shopping consists of Costco, Aldi's, and Kroger, right. And it's always Costco first, then Aldi's to get everything we can,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever we can't get from Aldi's to Costco, then we go to Kroger to fill in the bits,
Right.
And it's worked out great for us. So we walked into Aldi's, and so people that have been to Aldi's and stuff like that, and who haven't, when you first walk into Aldi's, the first thing you walk into is this aisle. This aisle has chips, crackers, salsa,
all the aisles.
Snacks, goldfish, penguins, snap cookies, Twix, Twizzlers, everything, jam, peanuts, pretzels, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, we go there, we get the girls their snack and everything else, and we get them their applesauce and stuff. Looked over to the right, and behold, we looked over. What was there, babe?
Cookies. But
what kind of cookies? They always have cookies there.
They looked like knockoff Girl Scout cookies, and they were all laid out like right next to each other. Like, there's a Thin Mint knockoff, and then there's a Samoa knockoff.
You can't say knockoff. No. You just say Thin Mint. It's not knockoff.
It's not a Thin Mint, because a Thin Mint is a registered trademark.
Okay.
They were thin. They were mint cookies.
They were mint cookies, and then there were
coconut and
chocolate cookies and
peanut butter
and chocolate cookies and pecan shortbread cookies. And we was like, what is this madness? And they were like $1.39.
Yeah.
Right?
As opposed to like $6 for a Girl Scout.
And we were like, there's no way these are like Girl Scout cookies.
I was like, that's too good to be
so
true.
We're dubious, right? So since we're dubious, we go ahead and pick up some peanut butter ones, which are my favorite, the tagalongs. We pick up some Samoas, which are the coconut chocolate ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked up some pecan shortbread.
Right.
And we was like, bullshit. No way.
We're like, there's no way.
There's no way. So bring them home, get everything home and everything, and put the girls down, and that night I cracked open the tagalong knockoff one, and I was like, holy word, my what in the world is this madness? And to me, it tastes just like tagalong.
Okay, it's not just like it.
So
I'm gonna tell you why.
Renee's the expert. See,
I'm not an expert. I just ate a lot of tagalongs in my life.
Okay, that makes you an expert.
It's the peanut butter tastes like a tagalong, and the chocolate tastes like a tagalong. What doesn't taste like a tagalong is the cookie.
Okay,
the cookie of a tagalong is a shortbread cookie. The cookie of this one is a chocolate cookie. That does not make it any more less amazing.
Okay, so that's what the difference is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else, yeah, it tastes like it otherwise, but that's like it's still amazing. So I'm not. So there's nothing saying, hey, I'm knocking this because it's really good.
It was so good. It was so good. So what was up with the shortbread?
Oh, it was good. So it was good.
Was it like the other one?
Well, no. Because I don't know if they have these as Girl Scout cookies. The shortbread are the trefoils. It's just straight up shortbread. Those are buttery, awesome. And
okay.
They're used as a base for all the ones that have the
cookies. Oh, okay. So what if we took one of the pecan shortbread ones and put it with the tagalong?
And ate it at the same time? That just sounds like just too much.
Okay, too much. Okay. And then, so did you have any Samoa? See, I'm not a huge Samoa, you know, person. So did you have one of those?
No.
No,
because we didn't buy those.
What did we buy?
Thin Mint.
Oh, Thin Mint. Oh.
The Thin Mints. The Thin Mints were 100% spot on Thin Mints. Like, that was like as Thin Mint as you could get, which was crazy.
So.
But let me just tell you, these are not for people on a diet. 170 calories for two of those tagalong ones.
No, they're 160 for two. Get it right.
Something was 170.
It wasn't the tagalong. The 170 was four of the Thin Mints for 170. Is what it was.
So sad.
It was so good.
But so sad.
But so good.
But so good.
And then so just you know, a lot of people sleep on all these. And actually, what trips me out is that some people think that Aldi's like the poor man place.
Okay. I thought it was for poor people. I don't know why. I don't know where this came from. But I thought Aldi's was for poor people. Color me surprised when I find out it is not. It's just Trader Joe's. Wrapped up in something else. It's just Trader Joe's. That's all it is.
So, check this out.
What am I checking out?
Here are 15 things to buy at Aldi's and 5 to avoid. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
I guess so.
All right. The fresh meat specials. That's what you should buy.
Oh.
Canned broth. Okay?
We should buy those.
Should buy those.
Okay.
Almond milk, which I do.
Do you buy it there?
I do.
Okay.
Yogurt. String cheese.
I want to hear the stuff that you shouldn't buy.
Red Hot Deals, organics, gluten-free items, like, salad dressing, frozen jumbo shrimp and seafood produce, the specialty chocolate, the canned goods, baking supplies, and frozen veggies. Those are the things you should buy at Aldi's. We might want to start buying the stuff there.
Yeah.
Now, this is on a Living Well, Spending Less site.
Okay. So it's not like you shouldn't buy it because it's going to give you food poisoning. It's you shouldn't buy it because you can get it cheaper somewhere else, kind of
thing. Well, no, it's Living Well. Yeah.
Oh. So what shouldn't you buy?
It said chips and...
Well, you shouldn't buy chips anywhere.
Chips, coffee, paper goods.
Why? Oh, because you can get paper goods cheaper somewhere else.
Yeah, dough and cereal.
Okay.
Siri thought I said cereal.
That's Siri.
Cereal.
Oh, Siri, you're hilarious.
I said cereal. Cereal. Siri thought I said Siri.
Yes.
So where does all this food come from? Here we go. All these food.
Trader Joe's.
Aldi's, hold on. Tour for Aldi shoppers. I don't know. How does private label? I don't know.
What?
I don't feel like reading.
Where does Trader Joe's tweet come from? I mean, it comes from the same place that Trader Joe's comes.
Okay, so.
Let us continue.
All right, let us continue on because I'm so, babe.
Yes.
We're like out of topics. And one of the things that we do have out there is talk about your boy Trump. So here's the thing.
I'm not going to talk about it in a manner that's going to stress me out.
So here's the thing. Is this something that we want to talk about on the show?
I don't know.
Or is this something that, you know,
let me just say,
do we want to open ourselves up to having to cut someone?
I am so cynical about the situation. My glass is not even half full. It's maybe a tablespoon full or about an eighth of a teaspoon full. That's how cynical I am at the moment about the situation.
Mine is not full. You know what mine is?
What is yours?
I have mine set to the side because I don't want him to mess with my stuff. It's like, I want it to be to the side. I don't even want him in my stuff because it's like, he's messing stuff up.
Yeah. I don't think I don't think my life is going to improve in the next 4 years. My friends' lives are going to decline in the next 4 years. And we're going to be screwed for about a couple decades. So as far as the Supreme Court goes. So I'm very cynical, and I know people are going to argue with me, but I don't think any amount of protesting and any amount of calling our reps is going to change what's coming down the line. Doesn't mean people should stop, but I don't think it'll help.
I think people need to take action.
Yes. I think in 2 years, we can help it by electing more Democrats into offices.
Well, we got to volunteer now. I think the thing is that, we're folks are protesting and everything else. But I think there needs to be more volunteering, more, not just sitting on our laurels, You know, it's easy. I mean, and this is for me too. I mean, it's easy for me to be like, to cocoon myself and try to not, you know, try to protect myself and my family, which I am going to do, no matter what.
Right.
But also need to make sure that, that things are taken care of, that we don't try to, we just don't hide.
And I'm going to tell you one thing I'm going to stop doing. I have been on Facebook almost nonstop since Trump took office. And it's because I don't want to miss any of the BS that he's doing, but I need to take a step back. I wasn't on it at all, really, since I've been home. And I'm not going to be off of Facebook. I'm just not going to obsessively check it to see what else he's done. I'll hear what else he's done.
And here's my thing. Why every damn time, this thing I don't understand, and this is trivial. I'm going to admit, this is trivial.
Right.
Why in the hell, every time he signs one of those damn executive orders, he takes it and he's like, look, Ma, look what I did. I signed my name. How you like that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like.
And I think the thing that got me, though, is when I'm trying to figure out and I'm trying to wrap my mind around, and I'm trying to understand, is the amount of executive orders that he signed in the past 10 days, has that happened with any other president before? You know, I mean,
no.
He came in.
He broke the record. And
he came in like, bam, bam, no more banning 7 countries. You know, da 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 da.
And
da 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 da. I'm Donald Trump. And his signature is stupid because at the end he goes, dit, 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 dit. And it's like,
oh, I love you, babe.
I'm just like, what the
But he's
F
breaking
is that shit.
He's breaking records, but in a bad way. He is the first president to get this low approval rating in the time he's been here. It took Barack Obama years to get this low of an approval rating. Years. He was shit in the first 8 days. So, you know, whatever. I mean, okay. We might have Trump supporters that I don't know about.
And that's fine.
And that's,
I mean, that's fine. I mean, you support who you support. Renee's like, it's not fine.
Okay. If I lose a listener, it's fine. It's not fine. Like, it is what it is.
Right.
But it's not fine with me. You may be a nice person.
Right.
But I still don't think it's fine that someone's.
Okay, when I say fine. Okay, when I say fine. I'm not going to be like, okay, you support Trump. I'm not going to ask you anything.
Right.
It's going to be like, I want to know. You know, I have questions.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to understand, though, with me, I'm okay with the way I've been raised and the things of my history and everything else.
Right.
Being called a nigger.
Right.
Being around people that mean to harm me.
Right.
And it was a constant, and it was something that I could not get away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was something that I couldn't get away from. It was a part of my life that I had to be there. And it was kind of like, even I was talking to my dad. My dad called me after I made that post. When I made the post, said, can my peeps and minority speak up? You know, who always called a nigger and experienced racism while living in minority?
Right.
Dad posted and said that he had it done to him,
mm-hmm.
and he broke somebody's jaw, you know.
Over it.
And he got, you know, fired and all this other stuff. And he regrets it that he did that. And so he called me after and he said, the reason I regretted it was because the guy that said it, he wasn't in my face. He said it and I heard him talking about me and I responded to him. And by me responding to him, he was calling me a nigger.
Right.
You know, and, you know, he lost his job. He was working for Proctor Silex.
Mm-hmm.
they were going to pay for his education so that he can go work for Westinghouse. And he lost all of that. And he said to me, he's like, if you hear someone saying nigger, you know, don't respond to them.
Right.
Because if you respond to them at that point, when you respond, then you're answering to that name. Right. But he said, but if they're in your face and they're saying it, punch the shit out of them. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. Cause that's threatening.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it really depends how you think about it. I mean, I don't know. Do I agree with the whole, if I see someone saying nigger, not to say anything? And yeah, I'm saying nigger. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
You know, because I know it's going to be hard for people to hear that. And that's the stuff that people will hear. And it's kind of like, it's not okay.
It's
I'm
not
saying it to say like, oh, well, get used to it. No, you should never get used to it.
Oh, my God. And that's another thing. I'm tired of freaking people saying, get over it. He won. This is how it's going to be from now on. I just want to kick somebody in their teeth.
Yeah.
So it's a powerful word. And yeah, I've been privileged not to have heard that said to me.
And I just want to make sure I clarify. When I say it's fine, when I say it's fine, you know, because I don't automatically just say if someone supports Trump, boom. I have some reservations. Okay. I can have some reservations. I mean, shit. If I see a white person, I have reservations. If I see a black person, I have different reservations for different people, because that's just how our human bodies are. That's how we are with association. Just like with Toby. Toby doesn't fucking like, oh shit, damn it. Toby doesn't like pit bulls or boxers.
Boxers.
He doesn't like boxers. He had a bad experience with a boxer. So he has a reservation towards boxers. I'm going to have reservations. Now, how I act to someone, now with that Trump support, if he comes to me, he's like, I voted for Trump, I'm going to say, okay, you know, I'm going to be respectful. You know why I'm going to be respectful? It's because at that point, they haven't done anything to me personally.
Okay. Yeah, I would never be disrespectful to a Trump supporter like that. I admit I don't see how they could support him.
I admit, I don't see how. And that's why I'm reading that book, you know?
Yeah.
And
so you can get a better understanding.
So I can try to understand, because I want to understand. That's how I am. What makes you tick? What makes you think that that's okay? You know, hell, I mean, even on the other side of people that just straight up, you know, beating people's asses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, do I think the modern day Nazi dude should have been punched? Well,
this is very,
I mean, would I want to punch him? Sure. Hell yeah, I would want to punch him. Would I punch him? No, probably not. I mean, that's just restraint on me.
Yeah. Because I have children who I have to look after.
Right.
And I cannot go to jail just because I let my emotions run away with me. I have people who depend on me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think my thing is that people that wanted his ass to come in and shake shit up.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I mean,
maybe a bit more than you bargained for, but congratulations.
I mean, that's just, I mean, it is what it is. It's not what it isn't what it is. I mean, we're effed. I mean, I honestly think that we're jacked.
Yeah. This country is not going to be the same in a long time, if it ever will. It's going to take us a bit to recover. But, you know, the country will recover. I just hate that it's going to take so freaking long. I wanted to have some freaking hope in my country, damn it.
But here's my thing. When you say I still want to have hope in my country, I mean, you should see it every day. By those people that are just sitting, taking it and those people that are fighting against him.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing for certain, we need to make sure we take the crap from him, this crap, and we're doing something. Because that right there is your hope, is the people seeing our friends, you know, marching, you know, seeing, you know, Nikki and Clark going to a resist thing in Tennessee, seeing Kat and them doing their thing in North Carolina.
That fill my heart when that happens.
And seeing our people, our friends in Colorado, California, our friends in different nations, in different countries, they're like, we are with you guys. And that shit is just effing crazy.
That means a lot.
That right there should be the hope. That right there is your hope. That's what you have to look at. Yeah, that punk is there doing crazy ass shit. But you have to focus on family, friends, and then buckle down and just don't be afraid and just scream like Zoe or one of the girls.
Don't be Zoe.
Don't just sit there and scream and not do anything.
Right.
Do something. That's what it is. We have to do something. And you can't just sit and protest. You're going to have to do stuff. You're going to have to volunteer. You're going to have to get out. And yeah, those letters, keep doing them, but you're going to have to do more. Because are they reading them all? Probably not. It's going to take more. You need to do more with your vote. You need to go out and help these people get registered and all this other stuff. So, I mean, la 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 la. We're 3 minutes over and.
Yeah, I think we hardly ever talk about politics. Hardly ever. This is why, because I feel passionate, you know?
Yeah. So, before I go, and I just want people to be like, Jay fine with Trump supporters. I'm fine with the person. I'm not fine with the action, you know? But I also want to understand, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of why, you know, I need to finish that book, you know, because I want to read more. I mean, because those people have stories. Those people that I feel that it was out of fear and it was out of frustration that they did that. And I mean, that's.
I feel like they didn't think ahead, though.
Huh?
I feel like they didn't think ahead.
No, it was fear and frustration. Yeah. They were frustrated. They felt that their country effed them over. There was enough of them that felt that the country effed them over.
So they said, we're going to eff the country over because the country effed us over?
Pretty much. And then a lot of them are seeing that there is not that different. You know?
Yep.
But anyway.
We're done at the
If
moment.
You want to complain about me being okay or mistaking what I said about Trump supporters, feel free to email us. Email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog over at thevalentinecast.com. Our Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video can be seen where?
YouTube.com/ValentineCast. And
my Twitter feed is
I was getting there. Oh. Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is the ice flow.
Hey, did we ever talk about the Way We Speak movie?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did.
Well, everyone, thank you all. Sorry we got you know what? I'm not sorry we got on the discussion about politics at the end, you know. I mean, it is going to be what
it's
going to
be. It's going to be a long road.
And you know, I don't know what's going to happen. We got to stick together and everything and love one another. And, you know, shit, just go hug somebody. But anyway, we'll talk to you all later. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Hey, babe. Oh, that's the 13th. Never mind. That's the day before Valentine's Day. So.
What? We are going to be here?
Oh, we're going to be here. Okay. I think so. Unless you want to take me somewhere.
For Valentine's Day?
All right, y'all.
apparently Jay just volunteered me to take him somewhere for Valentine's Day.
All right. Well, we'll talk to everyone later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.